Test 75, Section 3, Question 9. This says, the pattern of reasoning is most similar, so it's parallel reasoning. We know that if life ever existed on the moon, there would be signs of life. So if there was life on the moon, there would be signs. But numerous excursions to the moon have failed to provide us with any sign of life. Numerous excursions, we haven't found it. So there has never been life on moon. So there hasn't been life. Now, this one actually is a flawed argument. Just because we haven't found it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But we want to say something like, if it existed, there would be signs. We haven't found the signs, so it didn't exist. So which one is most similar? We know that the spy is a traitor. We do not know that the general is a traitor, so the general is not a spy. That's saying we don't know something, not we haven't found it. That's not quite the same. If we have mayonnaise, it would be in the refrigerator, but the refrigerator is almost empty, so it's unlikely that we have mayonnaise. Well, almost empty, but that really kind of leaves open the possibility that it could be there. And it's unlikely is a little too weak. Hendricks will win the election only if voters are concerned primarily with fighting crime. Hendricks is in favor of tougher crime. No, that's not really the same. It's not about lacking finding it. If rodents are responsible for the lost grain from the harvest, we would find signs of rodents. And we have found signs of rodents. So rodents are responsible? No, that's a bad if then. That's saying if they are, we would find signs. We found signs. So that's not a bad if then. That one is a good if then, but that's not what we're looking for. If their army is planning an attack, there would be troop movements along the border or transfer of weapons. But intelligence reports show no indication of either. So their army is not planning an attack. And this is going to be the closest because it's saying we haven't found any, or the intelligence reports show no indication of either. And so it actually has the same gap in that just because we haven't found any doesn't mean they don't exist. And so in this case, E would be our best answer. And it's better than A or B because neither of those talk about we haven't found anything. A talks about we do not know, but that's not the same as we haven't found anything. And then B, the refrigerator's almost empty, isn't that we haven't found any mayonnaise in the fridge. So answer choice E is our correct answer.